Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one. Today marks 1 year since wildfires erupted in Southern California in a 90-mile-per-hour windstorm. More than 30 people died in the fires and thousands of structures burned. Former Brewer star Ryan Braun, just one of those with a Wisconsin connection impacted by the devastating fire. He and his family had to evacuate their home. 1 year later, victims are figuring out how to move forward, some after losing almost everything. ABC's Alex Stone reports from Altadena, California.
In Altadena, where rebuilding has started, but many empty lots remain, some fire victims claim there's a gold rush underway with developers moving in and buying up land. Kim Jones' family owned their home for over 50 years. They vowed to stay and rebuild, but it's been too tough. They sold to an LLC.
The reality of it is for sale because people cannot afford to rebuild.
Our ABC News data team finding around half of the homes bought in fire zones in the past year in Southern California have been purchased by corporations or investment firms. Alex Stone, ABC News, Altadena, California.
Coming up at 1:16, a Burlington native we've been checking in with throughout the year will join us for an update. She and her family had to leave their home when the fire spread, and they still are not back in it yet. Her story 1 year later in just minutes.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio planning to meet with officials from Denmark next week regarding Greenland. This comes after recent comments from the Trump administration on taking control of the country. Secretary Rubio says President Trump has indicated acquiring Greenland is a matter of national security for the United States.
That's always been the president's intent from the very beginning. He said it very early on. I mean, this is not new. He talked about it in his first term.
A lot of big questions, though, with how the United States might go about acquiring Greenland, Trump indicating that military force could be used if necessary. A lot of big questions here surround Denmark as a NATO ally. What happens then from a legal perspective? Primary legal and constitutional hurdles for the U.S. to use military force to acquire a territory from a NATO ally. That remains a big question, but still it's seemingly very important for the Trump administration to have control of the operations in Greenland.
Number three, Milwaukee was just named one of the best U.S. cities for young adults to move to this year. How about that? You might see friends or colleagues sharing this article from Travel and Leisure magazine. It cites a study from the platform JB that looked at factors like livability, jobs, rent, and social life as well. Milwaukee ranked number four. That's thanks to a decent job market, a young population, and short commute times. We love those, even with the construction. We're still so much better off than, say, Chicago
right.
or Atlanta. Oh, love those short commute times. The East Coast dominated the rankings. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania came out on top, having the lowest housing costs. The other cities sandwiched between us as the best for young adults to move to this year, Boston and D.C. Atlanta completed the top five, despite all the traffic there, right after Bruce City.